This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Representatives of more than 50 countries are in Washington today for the White House's Nuclear Security Summit. The investigation of the terrorist attacks in Brussels last week has raised concerns about the vulnerability of nuclear facilities. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at how strict security rules apply to the private sector.
Armed security guards are required at nuclear power plants. There are rules for universities handling radioactive material, too.
My radioactive sources are stored in safes that are bolted to the floor so that the sources are not easily stolen.
That's Howard Hall. He teaches nuclear security at the University of Tennessee. He says terrorists looking for nuclear material would steal it from a hospital, which is more open to the public.
Someone could figure out what room is that gamma source in if I were wanting to steal it.
But hospitals are supposed to restrict access to radioactive material, according to Scott Burnell, a spokesman for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He also says facilities using nuclear material have to have a culture of vigilance.
Where anyone feels free to raise concerns about how something is done.
Burnell says some nuclear power plants have received warnings for what he calls a chilling effect, where employees don't feel safe bringing complaints about security to management. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.